Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, peace everybody. We on. We got the host on with us, Brother DeWater, yo.
Yeah.
All right, I turn it over to you, Brother DeWater.
All right, Brother Drew.
Yes, yes, sir.
I wanted to talk on when we ask ourselves some questions is where, what place do somebody that look like me and you hold in this form of government? See, we've been lied to about a whole lot of things. When you think that you got freedom, when you think that you got rights, when you think that you got liberty, and all of these things, and this is only an idea, then what where do we really stand in this government? First off, we got to know what form of government is in America. Now, everybody here think this is a democratic and Republican form of government. It is not. This is a republic, federalist form of government. They would tell you this is a, you can Google this shit now. We, our form of government is a republic, national, federalist form of government. Ain't no democracy, ain't no Democrat, ain't none of that bullshit in this government. We have the same government as Russia. It is no different. Russia do not have a communist form of government like we've been taught to believe. They don't. They have the same one. John Quincy Adams Jr. reformed all the 12 tribes constitutions to read that they are national federalist form of government. Now, with that being said, we can ask ourselves another question. Where did this form of government come from? Well, this form of government came from the ancient Gauls and the Danes. And you had to know who the Gauls and the Danes were. This is a white, a Germanic form of government that ain't never worked. We got history. Over six empires, starting with Syria, Persia, Assyria, Greek, Rome, America, and Persia. Up under the same sign, this form of government only lasted 250 years. We are in the 244th year of this government, which in 6 years this government would fall. And we seeing it fall right now. We seeing the fall of this government because we, when we go through protocol like we did the last, all last month, but we talked about protocol and you can see that this form of government is going to go by the wayside. But the question is, where does someone look like me and you stand in this government? What can it's best off for us to be? What can we do? What will help somebody look like me and you? Well, it ain't no help, Brother Drew. It ain't a damn thing that we can do about the government, because the government is based upon the aristocrats, which was formed way before we got here. This system was formed way before any of us was even able to vote or even be part of the government. In 2021, you still hear the title, the first black. Well, I know this for a fact, Brother Drew, when you become the first black, that means that you become the first white person that has a black face to be totally in their order that they want you to be in. See, I was the first black to go to Ranger Junior College. The reason I was a success out there is because my mama had trained me how to be a white person, and I acted like I was a white person. When I went into the Navy, I was the first black in the Blue Jackets choir. I was the first black in the fire and rifle drill team. I was the first black that they let go to sniper school and scout school. When I got these beautiful titles of being the first black, I look back over my life, I was a complete white man. I could trick the white man that I was him. And that's all that the first black of anything in America has been. Your first black chief of policemen, your first male, black male, Dallas, Texas. These people think and act and say exactly what white people want them to think, say, and act when you become the first black. And I see now there's a whole lot of first black, the first black this, the first black that. You should ask your crazy self, how in the world in 2021, you the first black? You are not in any the senator's form of government. Look at Congress. Look at Congress as it is today. You ain't got nothing but old, gray, molded, decrepit-ass white people in there with their slaves. That's all it amounts to, the few blacks that's in there. You're nothing but a slave. I know I've been there. I've been there. I've been in this form of living here on earth. I've been there. So what we have to do is we have to look at all of this because we ain't got nobody to represent us. The only organized group of people in America that look like us is the Nation of Islam. They are the only people that is united. The person that called him a black African-American Christian will never unite. You never will be united. I have a friend named Willie Minor. He always talking about, we going to unite, we going to. You cannot unite. You living the nightmare that Martin Luther King lived. You still living in his time period. A nightmare that was a dream. You are not going to be able to unite with these people in 2021 for the simple reason you don't understand the government. We don't understand government. We got black people in government, but we still don't understand the government. You hear black people want to be a Democratic. Most of them now are Democrat. A Democratic form of government carries with it a parliamentary, a House of Lords, a House of Commons. And the House of Commons, somebody that look like me and you would fall in that, but you don't see no black people in the House of Commons in England, Brother Drew, where this form of government, a democratic form of government is. This country has never been a democratic form of government. It never has been. That's the biggest lie that's been told to us, and that we got democracy. For all of these years, we fell for this lie. The majority of the people, it looked like me and you, still falling for it. When we had power, when you go back and look in history and see that when we had powers, when we had a political party called the Freeman Party, during that time period, they was known as radical Republicans, if you go trace the history of them. Well, the Dixiecrats, which was the Democratic Party, now they were called Dixiecrats, they disbanded this party by 1881, killed out the Jews that was backing up the party, took your bank away from you, and you had a bank called the Freeman Bank. They disbanded that. They took that and put you back into what I call sophisticated slavery. You had to know the history during the Reconstruction. All of this history is in Reconstructed. We haven't studied our history. We only think this school system that they got make you think that you know something and you don't know it. Even if you go to school, get a doctor's degree in 10 years, you don't forgot what you done learned. You might have been a straight-A student in high school in algebra, but I guarantee you right now, you can't work no damn algebra problem. You know how I know, Brother Drew? I'm suffering from that.
Uh-huh.
I can't do no algebra now, but I could when I was in school. But you have to practice this on a daily basis. It's just like we think we understand this language. You don't. You got to get you a dictionary and look up the words, because the words that you think, the definition of, is totally different. And those are some of the things that they conquered us on when they said we was free, when they said we had this and we had that, and you got this right. And we go back and look at something from 1870, ask ourselves a question, why it took from 1870 to 1970, which was 100 years before the federal government enforced that all states had to desegregate. You were supposed to do this in 1870, but it took 100 years for this to happen, because all the southern states, the slave states, And all the slave states were in southern states. These slave states, some of them was up north, like Delaware and Maryland, wasn't in the south at that time. These states was, they did not obey what the federal government had put down. Well, see, you up under a system called the federal. That was the first party. It was called the Federal Party. They had us believing that the Federal Party disbanded, but the Federal Party has never disbanded. It became some people broke away from the Federal Party and started another party called Democrat and Republican Party. Then they got the squabbling and arguing, and they broke away and became Democrat-Republican Party. And if you trace that history, you'll see another party that came on at that time in the 1700 was called Anti-Masons, meaning they was against the Masons, which the Democrat and Republican Party was Masons. And it always has been two Masonic orders in this country fighting and going to war against each other. The York Rite Masons was the Masons of the South. The Scottish Rite Masons was the Masons of the North. The Scottish Rite Masons whooped the York Rite Masons' ass, which was the South, and they signed a peace treaty. And what they was going to do with the slaves, and this is how we become emancipated slaves. This war was never fought over slavery. It was fought over power, of which Masonic order would rule. So when we go and ask ourselves a question, the Great Seal of the United States of America, where did it come from? Where did this seal come from? They don't teach you a damn thing about this seal in school. And they're like history books that we have look like, Brother Drew, they would tell us what the Great Seal means. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? You with me, Brother Drew? Brother Drew?
Well, we still on, Brother Walker. We still on.
Okay, yeah, let me know.
All right.
The Great Seal of the United States, why we don't know what this seal is, and it's just come out in the last 20 years, well, 69, I know that Jordan Maxwell and David Icke's and Jeremiah Stinson came out with information of what secret society the Great Seal belonged to. And for many years, you see, people want to know who the Illuminati is and who that was. This is 2021. Right now, you can Google all of this shit that I'm telling you. You don't have to go buy books like me and Brother Drew had to do, and Cohane and Mahal will be book pro.
Right.
And I'm still buying books. I just bought a book called A New World Order. I didn't know where mine was. It came up missing somewhere, so I got another one. But the one that I needed to have, that I had, is unavailable now. So I got another one, which is not as good as the one that is not unavailable right now. You can't get it. That's the one that I really, really needed. And I don't know where mine is, but the one they sent me that by this other author, Epperson, it's not as heavy as the one with Sutton. The one with Sutton, the New World Order book with Sutton, you can't get it no more. It's unavailable. They not printing that book no more. And it had pertinent, valuable knowledge in it if you're reading a book. But you don't have to read the book no more. You can Google this shit. This is what makes it good. The Great Seal of America has some words wrote in Latin. I can't pronounce them. You'll see down there, you'll see A-N-N-U-I-T, you'll see C-O-E-P-T-I-S, you'll see N-O-V-U-S, O-R-D-O, Seculum. Well, that means New World Order. That seal was the Great Seal of the Illuminati. We've been looking for wondering who the Illuminati was and all of this shit. Hell, the Illuminati is America, which America is a continent. These 72 forefathers, that this aristocrat, this oligarch, this aristocrat, they established this country, established this government. See, all of this shit was wrote way before we was born. Plus, it was wrote to empower them and not us. Even your education, you go back and when they was start educating in their nation, you weren't educated. Somebody looked like me and you. They didn't have no education for us. You just now stopped getting, in 1970, you just started getting school books that didn't have white folks' name in them for 5 or 6 years that you learned out of. Because every school book that I learned out of, and Crockett, Ralph Bunch, Negro Colored High School. It had at least three or four white people in there. They had used the books that many years in the white school system. When the whites got the new books, then they gave us the old books to learn out of, although we learned like hell out of these old books. I'm looking at one right now, one of my old books I'm coming out of right now that I had at Ranger Junior College, a history book that tells you about democracy. It's no such thing as democracy. Now, I was taking this history at Ranger in 1963 and 64, but I didn't know what the hell I was taking for the truth. I didn't know what the hell I was reading, because if I'd have known what I was reading, I wouldn't have been so dumb to the fact that it took me all the way up into the 1980 or 1990 to when me and Cole started studying together for me to realize what I had already learned in school and didn't comprehend it, didn't realize what it means to foundation of what an emancipated slave was, somebody looked like me. I always wondered why did we was treated a certain way by these people. You live in their country. This is not your country, but they have programmed you to believe that this is your country. They take you, put you up under, we ask ourselves a question. Where does the education system come from? You still there, Brother Drew?
Yeah, go ahead, Brother DeWater.
Yeah, I heard something sound like it clicked. We ask ourselves what school system is. This is school system that we have is called an ancient Sophite school system. When this school system come in for the Americans, they put this school system in. It wasn't for the serfs and the bondsmen and the bondswomen and the slaves. You didn't go to school. Only the aristocrats went to school in this school system. This school system teaches you how to be a American, how the government wants you to act. They say it takes 12 years for you to comprehend this, and after you spend 12 years, you become at the age of 18 years old, you are ready for the workforce because you will understand how America is ran, and you can get a job. This is how the system was when we started off versus what it is now. You could go to college, but back then when I graduated from school in 63, you didn't have to. You made more money with going to get a trade school than you would spending 4 years in college. And most people had those trade schools. But you don't have that no more. That was eliminated through integration. When they integrated, they took away from your community and our community a whole lot of factors that we had. We had agriculture, we had home economics in the school system. Well, they found out that these learning this for a black person, they look like me and you, that was complete danger. They found out that it was best not to start teaching our children at 6 years old, but to start teaching them at 3 years old, because the key to giving somebody a mind, a school of thought, it lies with the children. It don't lie with the old people. If I can program the child to be an American, then I don't have to worry about that race of people. of that nation and people, because he will become an American. If you notice, Brother Drew, you got, let's look at 1970 when the boat people came over here, the Vietnamese.
Okay.
Now, this is 2021. It takes 12 years to make a generation. So we're into about the sixth or seventh generation of people that came over here, the Vietnamese, on the boat. Well, that child is born in 1980 and 1990. Well, that child no longer even speak his language. He calls himself American Vietnamese, an American Chinese, American Korean, American Mexican American. Then you became that ignorant ass African American in 1970 when you changed your name from Negroes of Colored People to a Black African American. Well, once you do that, what are you saying? You're saying that you are him. It is very important that the people that's listening to us understand that once you become this person, it ain't no help for you. And you got 42 million people that was called Negroes, that was colored people, before 1970, at 51 years later, you got 42 million people. That means that everybody born after 1970 accepts himself as being an African American. And I give you an example of when a person is being totally eugenicized. The little girl that gave the speech, the inauguration to speak, the little black girl that they all went crazy, bum crazy over, she's a white girl. She ain't black or Negro or none of that. She's an American. That shows you how they have programmed us, how they have genocide you all the way down to the Mac. You had to understand this. Look at your grandchildren. They are prim and proper. They white folks. They white. They ain't got nothing that me and you had, a Negro that was a colored person, in them. They got no forms of that. And if you ask one that's born at 2010, after 2010, who Martin Luther King or who this is, they don't even know none of them. They wouldn't even know who Muhammad Ali was. This is how you have lost all of your identity and took on the identity of your oppressors. This is what has happened to us. And it makes me angry, Brother Drew, is these hatchet-head African-Americans go stone crazy over a rebel flag. This rebel flag ain't did shit to you. Not what the American flag have did. This rebel flag ain't educated you. This rebel flag that you so pissed off about, it don't hang you down how you got to live up under a government. This rebel flag ain't did shit to you. Shit. What the United States flag done put you up under. And you hear a whole lot of niggas my age, I'm so proud to be an American. I'm so right. Proud to wear black and blue and white. I celebrate the 4th of July. I am America. I'm born America. You are a fool. I mean, can you see how the majority of us been food, and you're talking about uniting, it won't come. The only thing that you can unite is yourself and understand what conditions you can put up under and go and get what you can get up under this present-day government system. And this government system is going to get worse for somebody that look like me and you. We go back. Nobody likes you to go back in history. Your history, you have your past and your present. Your future is your ass going to die. You ain't got no damn future. You only in your present form, 2021, the condition that you up under, the problems that you having, stem from your past of what happened to you in the past, not what happened to you now of this. You say Martin Luther King did all of this for you, gave you this and gave you that. You worse off now than you were back in the 60s because you didn't have the stats that you have in the 60s. You didn't have the female in the penitentiary in the 50s and the 60s that looked like me and you. They had them in there, but hell, look at the percentage. Look at the black teenagers that was in. Who was on paper, Brother Drew? I don't know nobody that was at Ralph Bunch for the 12 years that I was there was on paper. Now, look how many teenagers at that age bracket is on paper. I look at that movie, 48 Hours, shit. Brother Drew, I was wondering how they catch people so quick. But I've been looking at 48 Hours. You ever look at that program, 48 Hours, where they catch a person in 48 hours?
Uh-huh.
They catch them in 48 hours, Brother Drew, because they got a paper on them. They got tattoos that they go by. They got your nickname. The first thing they do is hit that database to see is you on paper. If you on paper, they gonna catch your ass in 48 hours.
Right.
They wrap that crime up so quick and fought it sometimes less than 48 hours because for one simple reason, everybody in their 20s and 30s is on paper that look like me and you when it was another way. You know, another thing, ain't nobody back in the 50s and 60s had the Holy Ghost. Because according to the Baptist Church and the Methodist Church, that was a heathen form of worshiping. I know, I was back there. Only the sanctified church had the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, running down aisles, turning over pews, foaming in the mouth, eyes rolled back, saying that they got the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. Only the sanctified folks did that, and that form of worship didn't come into existence until the 20s. And out of that, the white folks got a hold to it, and they called themselves the Pentecostals, and they became snake worshipers, and all of that good shit came out of that form of religion. We can go back and look at that shit. All you have to do is just open your damn eyes. We ask ourselves, where do we stand under this? This government has never been for you. When I went into the Navy in 1965, it was segregated. It wasn't integrated. Now, something that is 1965 ain't that long time ago. You hollering that you got equal rights and all of this bullshit, you just got in. And you ain't got in that deep. You ain't got no senators and congressmen. It ain't half and half like it was in 1870. It ain't nowhere like that. You still getting your first black. So the only thing that you can do is preparation for yourself, you and your family, in this form of government. Because this thing is finna get worse. It ain't going to get good. It ain't going to get better. And you've been bullshitted about a Democratic Party. You put Joe Biden in. What did he do? He promoted who? Black females. I see they done went back to that again, Brother Drew, where they promoting in 2021, you see black females being promoted over black men at a high
right.
speed. Same thing in the Willie Lynch, same thing as they doing it sophisticated now. It's the same damn old system, same old thing they using against you. He ain't promoted. You got Joe Biden in, what you got in? You got another old, gray, molded, decrepit-ass white boy that's been in politics 40-some damn years. Like Thomas Jefferson said and Benjamin Franklin, that if a president stayed more than one term and a senator stayed more than two terms, they corrupted. And here you have senators that's been in there 40 and 50 years, 60 years. They corrupted. Especially the ones that look like me and you. They can't help us. What have they helped you? And you bullshitting yourself by saying that you're praying. And prayer did all of this bullshit for you. Prayer did shit for you. Prayer done got you in a condition that is impossible to get off because you got 51 years of it. You can't straighten nothing up that's been going on 51 damn years. You can't, if you've been illiterate for 51 years, how in the hell you think, how many years is it going to take you to come out of being illiterate? Ask yourself that. See, esoteric student asks himself questions, the five W's and the one H, and the outfit. Common sense tell you this. That's all esoteric knowledge is common sense. It's be a thinker. You've been up under a condition for 51 years. How you going to save that person? You can't. Because when we go back and study how a child's development is, once that child gets 7 years old, he's perfect. He's perfect with how he going to think. He is perfect with it. Now, all this child have heard is what? Rap music. And I say this. The child that's 8, 9, and 10 years old, Brother Drew, versus when me and you was 8, 9, and 10 years old, the child that's 8, 9, and 10 years old know how to roll a blunt. You know what marijuana is. Hell, I didn't know what marijuana was. They got in the military. Never seen it. The child right now done seen two or three people get killed in his hood. He's 8, 9, 10 years old. He's selling drugs. He ain't shooting no goddamn marbles. He's shooting a goddamn gun. And killing each other. And I put it like this here. you didn't know who a prostitute was, although you had them in your damn family, because it was in mine. But you didn't know who this prostitute was, but you know at 8 and 9 and 10 years old that your daddy is a dog that's a fool and your mama's a bitch that's a hoe. You know this at 8, 9, and 10 years old right now as we speak, when me and you didn't know a damn thing about this, Brother Drew. We ain't know nothing about this. We ain't know nothing about no rap music with all of this MF this and bitch this and hoe this. We didn't listen to that kind of music. The baby, his little ass is just swinging in diapers. Tupac, Dre and all the boys, he's rapping. He's a rapper. He's a gangster rapper at 2 and 3 years old. Can't hardly goddamn talk, but he rapping. And he got your cell phone on it, working it like 560. Have you noticed that? That's my grandchildren. That's our grandchildren, Brother Drew. Because each one of these children could be our grandchildren at this age. Look at this child that's 8, 9, and 10 years old. He on Ritalin. He on pills. 1950, the only damn pill was in the black community was a Bell Aspirin. Big Mama wouldn't give you that. You had to be running a whole lot of fever, and they still wouldn't give you that aspirin. And now you got people that's my age got to have 30 and 40 damn pills just to live. But back in the day, my grandmother and them didn't take no damn pills. But for you to live now, everybody got to take 20 or 30 pills. You ever sit down and think about where we are today and where we come from?
Yeah.
And these people out the 1970s don't know a damn thing of what I'm talking about now. They don't know nothing about it. They 51 years old. They don't know shit. Even if you was born in 1960, you don't know shit. You don't know nothing. You're completely lost about how you have changed and become what you are in today's society when it wasn't like that. It is due to the fact it was planned and designed this way. This is what you call genocide. You've been totally genocided. And when a nation of people is totally genocide, ain't nothing you can do. You got a pitiful few of people that's with the Nation of Islam. You look at them, look at those people. Look at their children versus that Christian. You see, it all go back to that damn Christian teaching that you couldn't become a Christian till 1870. I never simply find it simply amazing that an ignorant ass nigga would be worshiping Jesus. And I asked him quick, in 1869, could you worship Jesus? Hell no. When they give you Jesus and said it was all right for you to have Jesus, they said that the only way you could become an emancipated slave was that you take a Christian name. That's how you got all these damn names. That's why the nation make you change your name, because if you don't change your name, you can't change your goddamn mind. That was one of the true things that Elijah Muhammad said.
Right.
You have to change your name before you change your mind. That was one of the most truest things I see right now. And I ain't with no organization. I don't believe in them. Ain't nobody gonna tell me a goddamn thing what to do and what not to do. That's mean I ain't in no organization. I've been in some organization. I've spent 10 years with the Nation of Islam, 5 years with the Hebrew Israelites, as a rabbi and an imam. But you ain't going to tell me what to say and what not to do. You ain't got, you can't do me like that. That's mean I ain't in no organization. That's mean I ain't a damn Mason no more. And I belong to 42 different secret societies. Paid my dues diligent up until 1973. Paid my relief to be in those organizations and do what a wishful master tell me to do. In the Grand Poutinet. Yeah, I ain't up under that shit no more. But I'm sitting back looking at what the government has let happen to us and what they created. They let the states run bog wild. This is what Trump was talking about, Brother Drew, that each state have their own constitution, but they were supposed to be up under the federal guidelines of the constitution. The states ain't been up on the federal guidelines when we trace the history through Thomas Jefferson. When Thomas Jefferson got out of office, the states ran according to how they feel, the aristocrats in that state. They wasn't up under no federal rule. That's really took 100 years for us in the southern states because they wasn't up under those rules. The only way that I noticed that they did this little bit for this and that is that black people started creating in the 40s and the 50s, creating a whole lot of havages about how they was being treated. And they looked over there and said, well, the niggas on the plantation is restless. Let's calm them down. And once they calm you down, they didn't integrate, which it took 100 years to integrate, to whose advantage? They integrated the school system when it was to their advantage, not your advantage, but their advantage. They seen first that they could make money off of the athletes. That was because I remember some Southern colonists said they never would have a nigga on the field, but the niggas on the field was making so much money for the other college, they had bad blind of the boys. They had to go get them a spook. The place say, I was there, Brother Drew. I live this. Did nobody have to tell me shit about this? You see, ain't nobody had to tell me about this shit that I'm talking about. I sit on the back of the bus. I remember when it wasn't but 5 seats on the bus, and when them 5 seats get filled, the black men would let the black women sit down. They would stand up in the aisle. I done slept from Crockett to Galveston, which is 5 hours on the floor in a bus, going to John Seeley Hospital in 1950 and 1951. I remember when it was colored water, black water. I remember all of that when them signs was up. I was in the Navy, them damn signs was up. Never will forget, Brother Drew. We went to Biloxi, Mississippi. And I had more rank. I was third class. E5, E4. And the rest of the guys was E3s. So I had all the orders and meal tickets and everything. And when we got to Biloxi, Mississippi for firefighting school, they had the bus station. I went in there to eat because I had all the damn dudes. They told me, you can't eat in here. This is for whites only. Well, I was the only nigga there, but I had more rights. I had to go eat in the colored bus and pay for the white boys to eat in the white section. When I got to Biloxi, Mississippi, on that Navy base in Biloxi, Mississippi, and Meridian, Mississippi, we went to both of them for firefighting school in 65. They had a curfew. All colored sailors had to be off, couldn't be downtown after 6 o'clock in the evening, Brother Drew.
Oh, yeah.
And here we are going to firefighting school to go to Vietnam. Them crackers didn't give a about that. We had to be, we couldn't be nowhere downtown after 6 o'clock. And the base commander told us wasn't a damn thing that he could do about it. When we asked him why they were doing it right there, it was about 50 or 60 of us down there for firefighting school. This is what, not the rebel flag, but the United States flag. See, not the rebel flag had your ass segregated, but the United States flag had your ass segregated. But they let the states treat you like that because in their constitution, you weren't supposed to be treated like that. That's what I found out. Hey, we weren't supposed to be treated like that, Brother Drew, but we was, goddammit. I'm a living witness of it. I'm a living witness. Even in the barracks, they were segregated. In the Navy. Navy was the most primitive branch of service it was. 1965, Admiral Yeager said he wanted to keep the Navy lily white. That's the reason you didn't have the five ranks that you could do. Have when you was, if you was a Negro that was a colored person, you was allowed five damn things that you could be. You'd be a SIPS service, you could be a gunner's mate, boatswain mate, stovekeeper, and ship service, and a fireman. All of them is goddamn ship details. You was a cleanup man. You didn't have sense enough to be on no damn 88 gun. They didn't train you to be on no gun. Dora Miller, who was a black man, the cook trained him and my daddy how to shoot an 88, and Dora couldn't swim, Daddy said. Dora jumped on that 88 because he was scared to jump in the water. He became a hero in World War II because he couldn't swim. But they wasn't even alive. The chief cook had taught them how to shoot an 88. And Dora shot down plane after plane after plane. That's how skillful he was on that, and didn't have no training. You could be otherwise the butler or the serviceman when you was in the Navy in 65. I know I was in the Navy in 65. I was there. You sit back and look at how this government feel about somebody like me and you. It ain't worth a damn. And here you hear these goddamn fools always talking, vote this, vote, vote. Biggest goddamn fool in the world is a black-ass nigga that's running up to you telling you to vote. That's a goddamn fool, because you voting, you tell me one thing other than you voting and segregated integration come in is where you can eat at certain Catholic places, but you can't eat it. You right now, 2021, you can't eat at any white establishment, but you can marry an old, big fat ass, trailer trash ass white girl You can look up under her dress without them killing your ass. When in the 1960s they would kill you for looking under her dress on a clothesline. That's the only thing you got out of Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson, immigration.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got nothing else. You had 129 accredited black colleges in 1969. You ain't got 10 now. You ain't got no black colleges because everything, we the people, go to the black college now. You can't say, I go to the HB. You's a damn lie. You got more white folks and more foreigners at Texas Southern and Prairie View than you got niggas. Now, how I know that? My grandson graduated 2 years ago. I went to graduation. And I asked Robert. Robert said, well, all the black colleges is like that nowadays. Where you been? I say, I guess I've been in 1963 because I told him, well, none white in 1963 on Texas Southern and Prairie View campus. But I went down there for a scholarship. You ain't had nothing white. Nothing but a white car. Very few of them. And you talking about you done arrived. You ain't got no more black colleges. You got We the People College, but you ain't got no black college. Not no more. Not from what I know is an all black college. I went to one. With the three of them. So ask yourself, how did this, where you stand in this government that you're so proud of? And the future of this government, where is you going to stand? The best thing for you to do is get you some land. And land, if you look in the dictionary, that ain't that gold and diamonds and silver, that's wealth. It'll tell you land is wealth, and you done sold all your land. The average black person, you had land like hell in the 40s and the 50s, but you sold it, moved to the city. Shema Yahavada, Yah Avin Yah Ika Kamadiya. The next week, Brother Drew, we'll finish this.
Kamadiya.